Hey, what's up? This is Coach Vita with Coach Vita Podcast, your favorite health, wellness, and fitness podcast of all time. All right, today, this episode, we're going to call it Fall Semester. So, who I have in my locker room with me?
It's your boy, D-Trainer.
D-Trainer in the house. What's going on?
What's going on? What's happening?
What's up? What's up?
Been a minute.
All right, yes, it's definitely been a minute, but we back.
No, that's right.
So, we're going to get into the fall semester. Why we call it fall semester is because a lot of things happen in the fall. And plus, you know, how we say fall back, fall into fitness, daylight savings, fall back.
True.
So a lot of things we need to fall back, probably fall back in place.
Yeah.
So we're going to actually start off with the daylight savings. Daylight savings actually just happened for us in November 6th. Did you feel it affect you or not?
Sleep-wise, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, man. You wake up and you're thinking you don't miss your time that you're supposed to go to work because it's dark out there now all of a sudden. Before, you was going to work when it's light, now it's dark.
That part.
So I was like, I missed my alarm clock. Let me go ahead and call. Everybody need to call because I'm late. But now you're actually on time, so.
Yeah. It disturbed that natural sleep cycle that we got.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
We're probably one of the few states that still actually got it. Couple states actually took it out to actually do the daylight savings.
That's crazy.
So hopefully, maybe Monday, somebody pass that bill and we don't have to do the daylight saving, fall back, spring forward, you know. Because it'll disturb your sleep pattern.
Yeah.
It'll disturb your physical health.
Yeah.
Like you said, it'd be nighttime one day, daytime the next day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, the best show.
Yeah. So now we got a couple things in the month of November, but I know one of the biggest ones is the National Men's Health Awareness Month.
Come on now.
So the theme is helping men and boys. You actually have a day, which is coming up in a couple of days, which is the 19th. The color is blue. So also, one of the popular fundraisers for that as well is Movember or No Shave for the mustache.
Yeah.
Which is a way of raising the awareness.
Yeah.
You know, the biggest ones are your prostate cancer.
Right.
Your testicular cancer and your mental health issues.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Fellas, make sure y'all, when we do this No Shave Movember stuff, man, let's not get
too
over
carried
the top.
Away.
You know what I mean? Some cats be thinking they British. They want to grow the mustache, put the little curls on the end of it, make it fold in, man. Let's not get too crazy with this No Shave Movember, man.
And the whole purpose is go to the doctor.
Get yourself checked out.
Get yourself checked out.
Lord have mercy, get yourself checked out.
Yeah, that's really what it's about. Go to the doctor to stop being stubborn.
Prideful.
Yes. Check yourself out. You only got one body to live in.
You know what I'm saying? Grab that table. Let them do what they do. You know, that's all we're going to say.
That's it.
Take it like a man. Do what you got to do.
Yeah. You got to go ahead and get yourself checked out. Like I tell people, also, even with your mind, mental health, that's always been a topic every single month.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, and also in November, they got early child mental health.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So mental health always been a topic. So you got to make sure you okay all day.
Yeah.
But if not, you know. Let's get some help on that, too, as well.
Absolutely.
So, men, yes, this is your month. Do what you do. Self-care. I don't care.
Yeah.
You go get your fingers manicured, get your body spot down, whatever. Take care of yourself, but go to that doctor first, though.
Get that doctor first.
Yeah,
man.
Go to that
doctor
first.
First.
Yes, yeah.
Then get the manicure. Throw your toes in some water. Let the people play with your feet a little bit. It's all good, man.
There it is. Yeah, so of course, because we're getting close to the end of the year, you know, we're going to try to figure out, are people still, you know, on this health and wellness? You know, are we making winter bodies now, or what we doing?
Oh, man, it's getting crazy out there. You got to have, and we touched on this a little bit earlier off camera. Look, man, have realistic expectations for yourself, not unrealistic expectations for yourself. I had a person that I'm training now currently say she want to lose 15 pounds. In 2 weeks, because, you know, Thanksgiving coming, then you got Christmas right behind that. Let's be real with yourself. Look yourself in the mirror and say, you know, I know it's unrealistic, and I'm not finna present that to D-Trainer, because he probably gonna laugh in his head. You know? And more than likely, I am. But, you know, let's keep it real with each other. And
right.
Understand, you got to be realistic.
And just the deal, for you to be a trainer, myself to be a trainer, we get those requests all the time.
All the time.
And it's like,
all the time.
What were you doing beforehand?
Right.
Before you got to me.
Correct.
Or how many people you got before you got to me?
Correct.
You know, like, you got to know what you got going on first.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's really, like I tell people, it's a mindset.
Yeah.
Don't change your mind because it's the holidays.
Right.
You got to stay consistent.
Right. Got to.
So you got to stay consistent. Either you got to do somebody's workout or don't do none at all, and you're just going to be on trying to eat trend to stay down.
Correct.
Whatever
Correct.
The eat trend's at for eating healthy,
right.
That's the only way you probably lose weight. Because if you're not trying to do no sweat, and audience, I have finger waves on my sides. And
late.
I still get into the gym. I'm actually in the sauna, too.
That part.
Not too long.
Come on.
But, you know, I wrap this up, man. If you ever see my IG, my hair be wrapped up. I ain't scared to get up in the gym and sweat.
What you say? Slay. Slay.
Slay. That's it. Slay while you're healthy, not while you're dead.
Come on, Dad.
So
come on,
Dad. That's how I'm looking at it, you know. But definitely, so that brings us to, you know, how I say maintain during the holidays.
Yeah.
So we have a few top ones. If audience, y'all decide to do these exercises,
please,
you know, we have the outdoor activities. Can't go wrong with that.
Can't
get some fresh
wrong.
Air. You got strength training with dumbbells, free weights.
Right.
They got them at the dollar store nowadays.
Come on.
So they got everything at the dollar store.
Everything.
Or what, below five, something like that now?
Oh, yeah.
So exercise for weight loss, and everybody needs some improvement.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
We're getting older.
Come on.
You're getting a little bit bigger.
Tight some
around
things
the side.
Up.
Tight some things
tight
up.
Tight some things up. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that the pants might be a little tight after Thanksgiving. You got to tighten it up a little bit. You know, when you can't walk up them stairs and breathing heavy.
Hey.
Tighten it up a little bit.
That's all right. Grab the guardrail.
Yeah.
Pull yourself up. You know what I'm saying?
That's it, you know.
That's it.
When you start seeing some things not working out for you,
then
you know it's time for you to do some stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Of course, the personal training. You can always find anybody.
Right.
Everybody want to be a personal trainer now.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody want to be a personal
trainer.
So you can find that. And also, the quickest thing that I always tell people, HIIT. That's the high intensity and training.
Yeah.
I mean, interval training. So you have that, which is like the quickest one. If you swear you have no time in the book,
right?
That's the easiest one to do. That takes care of your whole full body.
Absolutely.
And the top three exercises that you cannot never go wrong with for 2022 is low impact exercise. That ain't nothing but just walking.
Keeping yourself, the cardio, the like you said, walking, aerobics.
Yep.
You know, just keep it simple.
Right. And then it goes right back to, like I said, the second one is the HIIT. You can do the whole bodies. Like I said, if you don't have time for the, let me do the top part and the bottom part in the middle section.
Right.
You can do the whole entire thing within 30 minutes or less.
Complete body workout.
Or the mini workouts, what we call, you know, you might just want to do a 7-minute ab session.
Right.
Or, you know, you might want to work on 5-7-minute arm session.
Right.
You know, those what we call mini workouts. But I'm telling you right now, we only got probably about 60 days before the new year.
That's it.
If you don't do nothing before now,
hang it up.
It ain't nothing changing at 12 o'clock come January 1st, 2023.
I'm telling you.
So.
Some light work. Put some light work in.
Yeah, light work.
Put some light work.
Yeah, so speaking of that in the gyms and stuff, I know with me, you know, like I said, I've been training. I do virtual.
Yeah.
I still do virtual. I do in person as well. You know, I've been checking out other gyms. I also go to the gym for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been peeping some people out.
Uh-oh.
Up in there.
About that time.
And sometimes we coming in there looking too cute.
Yeah.
We ain't really doing nothing.
Yeah, you ain't shaking that.
We're not doing nothing.
Yeah.
Are we staying on one machine forever in a day? Like it's going to make a difference.
Absolutely.
But then you ask me what I'm doing.
Come on, now.
I'm like,
come on.
I'm moving.
Yeah.
I'm moving, you know.
Trying to get right.
People, if you don't know by now, you go to the gym, all I'm saying is Google some stuff,
ask somebody.
But one machine, one exercise, sometimes they ain't gonna make, unless you got a whole another plan in itself. I don't know your plan, but don't come bothering me if I'm minding my business over there and you see me switching all around doing my little routine.
Right.
And then you stand on the one machine for whatever purpose you got. You know, I mean, let's, you know, get some knowledge behind why we're going to the gym.
Exactly.
And also, some of these gyms, they still got classes being held.
Yeah.
Switch them up, man. Switch them up. Because if you're paying for that gym membership out there, I'm going to need you to utilize more than one thing.
Absolutely.
At least if you don't know how to utilize a machine.
Right.
Go to them weights.
Yeah.
Go to the floor.
Right.
Go to the aerobic classes they have.
Yeah.
And they got plenty of that nowadays.
Yeah.
You know, so this switch it up. I mean, don't go into the gym trying to look too cute. We matching too much.
Come on, man.
And I have to also give it to my older ladies because they in there.
Oh, yeah, they in there.
They in there.
It's that time.
I mean, 75 and up, they in there.
I'm trying to tell you.
And that's what keep me motivated.
Yeah.
Because if I'm seeing them in there and they in there for about an hour or two.
Yeah.
Then, hey, I'm all for you.
They trying to get snatched.
That's it. You know I'm all saying? For you. They trying to stay healthy, trying to maintain, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, I like to see about my older women. You know, it's not a, I have to stop at this point.
Right.
I got to stop at this point.
Right.
But, no, it's you got to keep going. You got to keep moving.
Yeah.
And speaking to some of them older ladies, 65 and up.
Right.
Hey, that's what they tell me.
Yeah.
It's the only way they can survive.
Yeah.
You know?
It's all in the mindset, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in the mindset. No matter the age. You know, still stick with it. Have a routine. Do your homework first.
There it is.
Go in there and hit it.
Yeah, because I seen somebody try to do an ab machine.
Oh,
and
man.
And the whole, they almost flipped all the way over.
Jesus,
trying
man.
To get up on there. I'm just watching them
yeah.
from afar, like,
yeah,
it ain't going to work, man.
Ain't gonna work.
This ain't you. You bet you might. That's why I said you got to ask people, you know, just don't be looking at stuff
right.
and trying to jump on stuff.
Yeah,
ask first.
Because doing.
Short people like me, we can't get on everybody's machines neither. But, you know, I was watching this lady, and she was trying, but mm-mm.
Yeah.
Then she went to the stand-up one where you put your arms and you know, bring your legs up.
Right.
And I think she was probably either too short or didn't really know how to hold herself up.
Yeah.
So she was dropping, and I think finally she figured it out.
Ooh.
And she just went to the row machine.
Yeah, she went, yeah.
Keep it simple.
She said that.
Keep it simple.
That.
Yeah.
I had a guy myself a little while back. I went to the gym, and buddy had to use about three different blocks or whatever to try to do some pull-ups. I guess he was a little height challenge too. So he called himself get up there. Finally, he climbed up the boxes and get up there, but I guess he didn't figure out his landing. So it looked like, you know, back when they had the little crate challenge thing going on.
Yeah.
What it looked like. I saw everybody in the gym just stood still for a minute. We wanted to make sure he was good first, but then he bust out laughing. But some funny stuff.
That's
right
why I said,
man.
Listen, I know they got a lot of challenges or a lot of little things on here with the workout stuff.
Yeah.
Keep it simple for you.
Keep it simple.
Don't do all that extra stuff and get hurt.
Keep it simple.
And then you still got to go to work. You know, so keep it simple. Like I said, you know, keep it stupid simple. That's why I tell everybody with anything you do.
Absolutely.
Because you're going to still get the same results.
Yeah.
So
Definitely.
Maintain it during the holidays. Now, holidays, it can be stressful.
Mm.
Stressful, especially these two that's coming up. Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Yeah.
And I always tell people, before you get into these holidays, it's best to take care of you first.
Correct.
Self-care, take time out for you before you got to start dealing with everybody else.
Correct.
Because it's about to hit, by the time you blink an eye, Thanksgiving, next week.
It'll be over with.
Then it'll be Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So moving into the Thanksgiving holiday.
Right.
How much do you think people will gain during Thanksgiving?
I'm going to go with about 15 pounds.
Dang.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go with about 10 to 15 pounds.
Well, that's some water, some stress.
That's a whole
some
lot.
Some eating.
A lot of folk coming in. Nah, I'm being a little over the top. But I say about, at the most, probably 5 to 7.
Okay,
at the most.
Because
you coming in with some stress, like you said.
Right.
It's been a crazy year.
Right.
You know, inflation done went through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so a lot going on. So I'm thinking people going to come to eat. And they're going to come to play.
They're going to come to grub.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, round about 1 to 3 pounds at the most. If you do 7, it's the water weight and extra stress added on, you know. So, again, that's why we said maintain.
Yeah.
Maintain. Get that exercise on first. Be prepared.
Yeah.
Start being prepared for all this.
Absolutely.
So what do you think when most Americans would eat Thanksgiving dinner? What time? What time frame?
You know what? I'm going to say maybe 2 o'clock.
Okay.
2 o'clock in the afternoon is a good target time. That don't necessarily mean it's going to start on time.
On time, right.
That's the goal that everybody put out there. 2 o'clock, be ready to eat?
2 o'clock, yeah. That's it. And which it is, the average people in, you know, around the world say, yeah, 1 through 5.
Okay.
And I say 1 through 5 at that because, yeah, you got time to go, you know, yeah, house hopping.
House hopping, there you
there
go.
There it is.
Do it all the
so
time.
So if you do it early and you do your 2 o'clock,
yeah,
that's normally our time too. 2 yeah o'clock, boom, eat, sit for a little few.
Yeah.
Go jump to somebody else's house if you're going to do that. I mean, you got to watch everybody's food now.
Oh, yeah.
But you got, you know, if you're going to jump around, so, you know, go from there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just feel that's what, you know, that 1 to 5 frame, because 8 too late.
Yeah, 8, that's
8
too late.
You partying.
Yeah, yeah.
You had somebody party by now. Yeah, you had somebody party by now.
In fact, so they don't cut the music on.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody,
you drinking and partying, yeah, so you got more going on than just the eating.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, we good.
But 1 to 5, I say that give you time to eat.
Yeah.
They give you time to chill out for a few, yeah, talk to whom over there.
Right,
whatever
right
you got going on.
Fellowship a little bit.
Yep, that's it. And then you can go back for leftovers.
Yeah, there you go. Come on now.
And then go hop.
Then
you go hop.
Oh, that's right.
So here we go.
That's right.
Who is the most annoying guest that will show up to you a Thanksgiving?
Lord have mercy, Jesus, man. You got Uncle Leroy that come with his 18 boxes, to-go boxes and everything like that, ready to eat. And then he'd already done fixed his plates for you, ready to eat. Yeah, Uncle Leroy, you can go on and get the table, man. You was not invited to the house. You was not invited to the house. Absolutely.
Listen, I got Messy Kathy. Messy Kathy.
Messy Kathy. I like it.
Yeah, Messy Kathy.
That, drama.
They come with the chaoticness, the drama, the too many secrets you don't know nothing about,
yeah,
don't even care to know about. Yeah, you going to be the most annoying. If I got to look at you, we ain't going to be the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you come in drunk.
Yeah, come, all right. You go with the alcoholics, the recovering alcoholics.
Because they
don't got nothing else to do but to drink.
They
turn the water into wine every 5 seconds.
Yeah, they trying to figure out what alcohol is.
Exactly.
It's Thanksgiving. You know, everybody just got it.
Yeah.
Chill out, you know. Yeah, I feel you, on that. I feel you on that.
The religious ones.
Correct.
They want to come through.
Correct.
With the religious, like, this ain't the time. We already know the history about this.
We chilling.
Yeah, we chilling. Leave it alone.
Leave it alone. We'll get to it.
Right.
Just leave it be right now.
Right. So,
you know what I'm saying? Come out the gate.
That's it. Coming through with a scripture.
Come with a scripture right out the gate. Come on now. We just got here. Let's sit down first and let's think about it.
That's it.
Nah.
You know, then you got your old grandparents.
Yeah.
We love you.
Right.
Just sit and chill.
We love you.
When we come get you, just sit and chill. That's all you got to do. Just look pretty.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
We know you had a lot to live for.
Right.
You know, just chill out. You know, we got you.
Come on.
We're going to take care of you while you're
going to take care of you.
That's
right.
It.
But
that's
what about
it.
The pastor, though, that prayed the longest prayer in history before we all get ready to eat?
Man.
Come on.
You don't even
want
to eat no more.
Come on now. Food don't got cold.
It's cold, okay?
People pinching their eyes open and stuff, trying to figure out what the next person over there doing. Y'all about tired of this prayer, too?
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
Them long winded.
Yeah, keep it short.
Yeah, keep it short.
Keep it short and simple. Everything short and simple.
Keep it short.
All the politic people.
They can stay out the door.
Yeah.
The election over. We good now. Let's keep
yeah,
it moving.
That's it. You know, we already know what's going on.
We good.
We're going to revisit that another day. Yeah, just keep your politic views,
yeah,
you know, to yourself for that day.
Yeah. Most definitely.
The new invites, the girlfriends, the boyfriends, the new spouses.
About to set it off.
Yeah.
About to set it off.
Give people a heads up. Give people a heads up, man. Because people like me, I mess you up. I mess you up all day. I be done forgot.
Hey. And that'll be on you.
Yeah.
You bringing a different one this year than you had last year, player. That's on you.
Look, and you're not invited to the table if you ain't not even invited.
Come on.
That's it. If we don't invite you, don't expect to show up. Don't call. Don't ask. Don't do nothing. Just don't show up. It's a reason why you wasn't there. I need short and simple. You know, because I'll tell you, COVID's still in play.
Amen.
So we're going to be short.
Come on now.
So, you know.
I agree.
Thanksgiving etiquettes, man. What's some of the tips, man? I'm gonna start off with, if you the host.
Come on.
Let's just try to be prepared and simple. You know, keep the menu.
Yeah.
You know, easy.
Keep
everybody
eating.
Know the main is always the turkey, the dressing,
yeah,
some mashed potato, maybe some little green. You know, me,
yeah,
I'm greens.
Green.
You know,
collars, just,
little, yeah. Keep it simple.
Dress.
You know, don't overly do it. Don't try to start watching some cooking shows at the last minute trying to make it happen. Because somebody going to talk about the stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, prepare early if you're going to be the host.
Right.
Also, if you tell us 2 o'clock,
yeah,
let's try to make it 2.
Hey, let's keep the time.
Not come over there and it be 5.
5.
Hey, if you a little late, give us a heads up. We're going to be a little late because then we might can travel to somebody else's house.
Exactly.
You know, and then we come back.
House hop.
Yeah, there we go. You know what I'm saying? And if you're a guest and you the only house you're going to, try to at least show up on time.
Please get there on time.
On time. We ain't saying too early. I mean, they might put you to work. Yeah. You know, it's all good. You know, you need to come in there and help anyway. Yeah. You know, but at least come on time.
Come on time.
Don't come dragging in and be the first one eating, the first one leaving.
Because we hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We already hungry.
Yeah, we ready.
Okay?
We ready.
And offer to help if you the guest.
Yeah.
Please offer. Offer to do something.
Right.
Can I set the table? I clean, you know, get you some drinks or whatever? And if you this person.
Yeah.
Tupperware party.
Oh, man.
Don't come bringing your whole cabinet of Tupperware in and suspecting to get the food first.
Man.
Eat first and then leave with everybody else's food because there's no leftovers.
I put the dog on you. Sick him. Because, you is not invited no more to this house.
Yeah. Nah. I'm going to need you to be not greedy.
Come on.
Not greedy.
Save something for everybody.
Right. If we got enough, let everybody eat first. And then we can go and say, hey, if you brought a dish, you might expect your dish not to make it back with you. But we're going to offer, hey, you know, take the food back, you know, if we got enough, you know, or what you want to do with it.
Right.
You know, but don't be that Tupperware person.
Yeah.
Bring your whole cabinet over, filling up so you got your whole week's worth of food for the rest of the time.
I'm trying to tell you, you set.
Yeah.
Everybody else got the scrounge. You set, though.
Yeah, you good. You good. Selfish. You done took all my stuff.
Just selfish.
Yeah. So what do you feel you're thankful for?
Honestly, just another year. I know it's cliche, but, you know, another year. You know, it's a lot of people didn't make it this year.
Yeah.
Some people, you know, just recently died. So
So
just be thankful for, you know, your life, health, strength, mindset, you're in your right mind, your family good, your kids good. You know, your dog, cat, whatever you got. No, everybody good. Everybody healthy. So
that's
I'm thankful
family.
For that. That's the family, too. So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, it's about the same. You know, thank you for the family, the close friends, you know, the health. Really, the health is important first. Because, like you said, without health, some people didn't make it all the way to close to the end of the year
right now.
So, we're, like I said, 60 days out at the most to a whole new year. So,
another year.
Definitely, you know. Family, friends, the positive friends.
Absolutely.
You know, not your associates.
I'm telling you, but, negativity to the left, man.
Yeah,
you
know that's, what I'm saying? And that's really what you know, this year is going to end with is, you know, negativity got to be out.
Oh, yeah.
Positive got to be in.
Oh, yeah.
You know, toxin, and that's why I teach and preach all the time with, hey, start getting the negativity out, you know, start doing what you got to do, meditate, yoga, whatever. Coming into the new year.
Absolutely.
Start fresh. You know, get everything out, whatever you got to do. So just being, like I said, thankful for this to have that mindset.
Yeah.
You know, because like I said, my birthday, y'all, just like passed in September.
I know that's right.
But we were celebrating with, you know, Hurricane Ian.
Yeah.
So me and him was, you know, I threw a glass up, you know.
Yeah.
And I had time to self-reflect.
Yeah.
And like I said, now being closer to 50, it's a lot of self-care.
Yeah.
I mean, in order for me to be still living, it got to be health. You know, health, we can always improve in health every day, all day, not just one holiday, two holidays, my birthday.
Right.
We got to continue, you know. So, I'm very thankful for, you know, the health, you know, because Lord knows, I got the migraines.
Oh, yeah. But, migraines ain't no joke, man.
But if I can outdo that, you know, without anything else, I'm good.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm always thankful for living.
Yeah,
you know, breathing, living every day. I wake up, you know, but definitely family, friends, like you said, cat, dog, whatever you got, lizard, whatever you got nowadays.
You know what I'm saying?
Whatever your animal is nowadays, you know, that's what you got. So I'm going to end it with this quote. Be thankful for what you already have now while you pursue what you really want and what you're going to get. And, you know, that's your vision. You continue your vision. You continue what you got going on in your path. You know, everybody's path leads in ways that it needs to lead.
Yeah.
So, definitely. So, if anything, again, y'all, this is Coach Vita, the trainer. Where can we find you at?
All day on Instagram. Hit me in the DM, man. You need something, questions, answers, whatever you need. I got you.
Coach Vita, same thing. IG is COACHVITA. And as we speaking on all this health stuff, still get the book.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still, it got everything in there, your self-care, your mental health, everything. Sling your health after 25, because after 25, yes, you do go down.
Oh, yeah.
and you can find me. You can look me up, like I said, on IG. Check our podcast out. Audience, I do appreciate you all. The countries that's listening, shout out to you all for hanging in there with me.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'm a promise, but not promise, but you know how it goes. I'm going to do better.
We're going to do better.
I'm going to do better by bringing y'all some more content. Absolutely. Like I said, your favorite health and wellness podcast. I do appreciate you all. Shout out. Give us a shout out. DM us.
Yeah.
Let us know what you got. You know, go from there. Other than that, like I said, hey, hit us up for any fitness training. We around. We're going to be doing holiday challenges.
Absolutely.
So stand by for that.
Stand by.
If anything, tag us. Don't tag us with them before pictures from 2 years ago. We need it right now. So either you want to do it after Thanksgiving, because that's when people start.
Right.
Because you're going to gain. Like you said, you're going to probably gain.
It's going to happen.
Unless you maintain. Or we're going to do a challenge in December.
Yeah.
So that's before Christmas. So that's your last shot.
Oh, yeah.
Before the new year.
Absolutely.
So definitely keep us in, keep us in prayers.
Right.
Keep us, you know, keep listening to us. Like I said, Coach Vita Podcast, find on all platforms, any of your devices.
Come on.
So you got it. This will be coming back.
On cue, baby.
On cue.
Get it right.
On cue. In the drink, in the apparel, what I got. Can't see.
Come on.
Boom.
Boom.
In the shop. Boom. OnQFitness.shop. Definitely is always going to be sales as well. So definitely on cue, you're on point.
Yeah.
That's how I see it. Right. And guess what? Thank you for listening to us. D Trainer, Coach Vita, we out.
We out.
Have a good one.
Take it easy.